Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Lori Coburn with Breaking Free with psychotherapist Lori Coburn on Blog Talk Radio, the Poetic Energy Network. Tonight we will be talking about healing in A Course in Miracles. You can call in with your questions on sickness and healing at 917-932-8881. And you can also call with any general questions about A Course in Miracles that you may have. Tonight we're going to look at lessons 135 and 136 in the workbook of A Course in Miracles, which talk about the body, how we defend it, and how we actually do not need to defend it because the body is an illusory projection of the mind. What in the world does that mean? The body is an illusory projection of the mind. A Course in Miracles tells us that the entire world, the entire cosmos, every single speck of form, every star, every body, every tree, every entity here is a projection of the mind. None of it's real. It's all like the figures in a dream. It's going on in our minds, and what we are doing is we're projecting it outward so that we don't return to the source of our mind. What then is healing in A Course in Miracles? Healing in A Course in Miracles is strictly in the mind because the mind is the only place there truly is. What we are doing is mistakenly identifying ourselves as these small people, these small dream figures, these bodies that walk around, get sick, get unhealthy, have all kinds of problems, only to end up finally dying. And A Course in Miracles says, is that worthy of the Holy Son of God? Would God do that to us? Would a loving God create bodies that can fall prey to all kinds of illnesses and problems, only to just let them die and feel separate from God while we perceive ourselves to be here on earth? A Course in Miracles says, no, that's not true. A loving God would never do that. Well then, how did we get here? And how did we get in these bodies? A Course in Miracles says, we never did. We're dreaming it now. We've dreamt it all along. And when we wake up from the dream, that is where true healing occurs. When we can truly wrap our minds around this, the body that we walk around in on earth is healed. Sometimes this results in a physical form of healing. Other times it doesn't. But what is always healed is the mind. The mind that thinks it's a body. The vast, holy mind of a child of God, which we are, which is still connected with God. That mind is healed and brought home so that even if the body continues to appear to have an illness, which often it does not, the mind is healed and you are home and at peace. That's the definition of true healing in A Course in Miracles. If we turn to lesson 135 in the workbook of A Course in Miracles, and we look at paragraph 4, it reads, let us consider first what you defend. It must be something that is very weak and easily assaulted. It must be something made easy prey, unable to protect itself and needing your defense. What but the body has such frailty that constant care and watchful deep concern are needed to protect its little life? What but the body falters and must fail to serve the Son of God as worthy host? paragraph 5. Yet it is not the body that can fear, nor be a thing of fear. It has no needs but those which you assign to it. It needs no complicated structures of defense, no health-inducing medicine, no care, and no concern at all. Well, that would sure end our healthcare crisis, wouldn't it? If we all believed that truly, but very few of us walking around in bodies actually believe that. And my experience is that most Course in Miracles students don't believe that either. But that's why we are students. We're students because we are trying to learn this. We're trying to bring our minds back to truth, bring them back to wholeness, bring them back to our oneness with God, where there is no possibility of sickness, no separation, no disease. One thing we should note is that in A Course in Miracles, sickness is defined in a multiplicity of ways. Sickness is not just sickness of the body. Sickness is actually even just believing that the world is real, believing that you are trapped in a world of form, believing that you are the form called your body, believing that you can get sick and die, believing that you have separated from your source. Those are all forms of sickness that A Course in Miracles talks about. So the healing of the mind not only heals the appearance of the body in the world, but it also heals all these other forms that can take problems in relationships, money problems, etc. All different kinds of things can be healed when the mind is healed. Because again, it's the mind that is projecting an illusory world, and therefore it is the mind that needs to be healed of its false images and false beliefs. When the Course says here in Lesson 135 that the body needs no complicated structures of defense, no health-inducing medicine, no care, and no concern at all, does that mean we shouldn't eat right, or that we shouldn't take supplements, or that we shouldn't go to the doctor? No, we can go ahead and do all of those things. When we believe that we're bodies, then it's the loving thing to do to take care of our bodies. But the healing of the mind will get you to the place where you don't believe you're your body at all. Can we do this by ourselves? No, because the whole ego thought system is designed to make us believe that we're our bodies. That's why we need the thought system of the Holy Spirit to change our minds, to lift us into a higher consciousness, where we can look at the dream as completely unreal and completely apart from us. A Course in Miracles tells us that our true identity is part of God, the Holy Son of God, the Christ Self, the Higher Self, the Divine Self. Whatever you choose to call it is fine. That is our true identity. But instead, we are choosing, consciously choosing, it's not unconscious, we are consciously choosing to identify with our small self because we like our separateness, we like our individuality, we like our separate lives and our separate personalities. But when we do that, we give up the whole of God, we give up the allness of God in exchange for this little piece of dust, is what the Course calls it, piece of bones and dust that this body comes down to. And that is true. We just had my father cremated, and in his ashes were little pieces of bone and lots of dust, lots of ashes. And that's what the body comes down to. And the Course says, you are so much more than that. You are not a pile of ashes and bones. You are the holy child of God. And when you accept your true identity, you will be healed, and the body will appear to be healed as well. As we go on reading in paragraph 5, line 4, defend the body's life, or give it gifts to make it beautiful or walls to make it safe, and you but say your home is open to the thief of time, corruptible and crumbling, so unsafe it must be guarded with your very life. Paragraph 6, is not this picture fearful? Can you be at peace with such a concept of your home? Yet what endowed the body with the right to serve you thus except your own belief? It is your mind which gave the body all the functions that you see in it and set its value far beyond a little pile of dust and water. Who would make defense of something that he recognized as this? When this says, it is your mind which gave the body all the functions that you see in it, what that means is it is your mind as the Holy Son of God that is choosing to believe that you are this body. You're choosing to believe that you're this person who walks this world, who has a certain job, who has a mother and a father or siblings or children of your own. It is your mind that gives your body the functions that it would fulfill. Are you an athlete? Or are you a gardener? Or what are the things that you expect your body to do? And when your body won't do it, you feel betrayed. It's not the body that's betraying you. It's you that's choosing to project onto the body and believe that that is you. We are on Blog Talk Radio. This is Breaking Free with psychotherapist Lori Coburn, and we are talking about sickness and healing through A Course in Miracles. My website is www.loricoburn.com, and on that website, if you want, you can go to the question and answer site and leave me a question, and I would be happy to listen to the Holy Spirit and write back to you an answer. Paragraph 7 in Lesson 135 of A Course in Miracles. The body is in need of no defense. This cannot be too often emphasized. It will be strong and healthy if the mind does not abuse it by assigning it to roles it cannot fill, to purposes beyond its scope, and to exalted aims which it cannot accomplish. Wow, the body is in need of no defense, and this cannot be too often emphasized. How many of us really believe that? We don't. We don't, because we're defending the body all the time. I have to say, I don't believe it, even though intellectually I know it's true. In my gut, I don't believe it. I still think I'm this body. I take tons of supplements and tons of vitamins and minerals, which at this point, I take them and I forgive myself for believing that I'm this body. Once I no longer believe that I'm a body, I may not need to take those at all. I know of teachers of mine. My teacher in general has been David Hoffmeister, and his website is teacheroftechers.net, David Hoffmeister. And he used to be a tennis pro, and he used to be into fitness, and he used to worry about what he ate and all of that. But ever since his awakening, all the concepts around his body have simply dropped away. He just eats what's offered. He goes all around the world, and he doesn't worry about any of that stuff, and he doesn't have to, and he's completely healthy. Another person that I've studied under is Lester Levinson, the person who developed the Sedona method. He was 42 years old, and this was back in the 50s, and he needed heart bypass surgery, and he was told, go home and die. You're going to be dead in 3 months. And what he ended up doing was developing the Sedona method through his work in releasing all of his concepts, all of his sense of separation, all of his dislike and resentment about everything. And in the process, he was healed and lived for another 42 years. He got cancer, beat it, or just went away. And then the cancer came back, and he just decided to go. He let his body drop. But as he was, as the body was dropping, dying of cancer, he did not suffer. He was like Jesus on the cross, who did not suffer, because he knew that he was not his body. And in A Course in Miracles, it says, the guiltless mind cannot suffer. And so he knew that he was okay, and he just watched the body disappear and let it go. I know the person who took care of him while he died, and so even while the body had cancer, Lester was just fine. So the body is in need of no defense. This cannot be too often emphasized. It will be strong and healthy if the mind does not abuse it by assigning it to roles it cannot fill. Such attempts, ridiculous yet deeply cherished, are the sources for the many mad attacks you make upon it. For it seems to fail your hopes, your needs, your values, and your dreams. Paragraph 8. The self that needs protection is not real at all. The body, valueless and hardly worth the least defense, need merely be perceived as quite apart from you, and it becomes a healthy, serviceable instrument through which the mind can operate until its usefulness is over. Who would want to keep it when its usefulness is done? What A Course in Miracles is telling us is that the body is simply a communication device. We give all these roles to the body. We want it to make us happy. We want it to make us happy through good food, through travels to exotic places, through sex, through athletics, where we feel how good the body feels. We are assigning roles to the body to bring us happiness. Happiness comes from our mind. It's an inside job. The yoga that we do to make our bodies feel good, it's not the yoga that's making us feel good. It's the decision in the mind to have the body feel good. And then yoga is the vehicle. Most of us think of it as the other way around. We think that the medicine that we take for our illnesses is healing us. But it's the other way around. It's the decision in the mind to be healed that heals the body. There are many, many instances of miracle healings where cancer's been healed overnight, where people have been on their deathbed and come back, where people have dropped their crutches when they had a change of mind, when they were able to accept their true identity, to say, as A Course in Miracles says in Lesson 191, I am the Holy Son of God Himself. I cannot suffer. I cannot be in pain. I cannot suffer loss, nor fail to do all that salvation would ask. And what is salvation? Salvation is the healing of the mind. There is nothing to be saved from. We've never done anything wrong. Since we are not these bodies, since we are dreaming this entire world with all of the awful, horrible things that happen and have happened, since it's all been in the mind, how could we ever have done anything wrong? We only think we've left God. We only think we've done something wrong that deserves punishment. And that's what A Course in Miracles says we're doing. When the body is sick, it's because we think we deserve punishment. We think we are guilty. We think that somehow if we project a body and put the punishment and the illness on the body, that that is salvation. The ego thinks that punishing itself will mitigate the punishment of God. And that's ludicrous. because God loves us, because we are complete and whole. But it's up to us to accept that. A Course in Miracles lesson 139 is, I accept atonement for myself. What that means is I accept that I am one with God and that I dreamed all of this up and that I'm dreaming it up right now, and I don't have to do that to myself anymore. I don't have to punish myself anymore. I can accept that I'm whole and I'm complete and that I'm worthy of the love of God. And when this happens, when this change in mind happens and it brings us back to truth, that's when healing occurs. That's why A Course in Miracles says, I need do nothing. Because the ego, the self that you think you are, the small little self, that can't heal. It's programmed to be sick. It's programmed to feel separate. It's programmed to give you cancer. It's programmed to give you problems, money problems, relationship problems, war, poverty, illness. That's what it's all about. That's what this whole world is all about. This whole world is one big, crazy, chaotic mess. But A Course in Miracles says, it's okay, my child, it's okay. You never did anything wrong. Come back. Come back to me. In lesson 136, the affirmation is, I was mistaken when I thought I entered into a body and I could be sick. I will accept atonement for myself and let my mind be wholly healed today. That was a paraphrase. I'm not sure I had that affirmation correct, but it's close to it. Let's see what it really says. Oh, sickness is a defense against the truth. I will accept the truth of what I am and let my mind be wholly healed today. The other affirmation in lesson 136 is, I have forgotten what I really am, for I mistook my body for myself. Sickness is a defense against the truth, but I am not a body, and my mind cannot attack, so I cannot be sick. When it says my mind cannot attack, when I read that, I thought, well, my mind attacks a lot. I attack other people in my mind all the time. I attack myself. I hate this. I hate that. This thing bothers me. That other thing makes me angry. Oh, what do you mean my mind can't attack? I'm attacking all the time. The Course makes a distinction between the mind and the brain. The brain is part of the ego thought system because it's part of the body. That is not what A Course in Miracles calls the mind. My mind is part of God's. I am the mind of love outside of time and space. Outside of time and space. Bodies, separation, division, separate homes, separate families, separate people who have all their separate problems. That's time and space. Mind is outside of that. And mind is what's projecting the world of the cosmos. So your mind cannot attack. Only bodies can attack. Only the you that you think you are can attack yourself. You think you're this body. Therefore, you can make all kinds of illnesses if you want. You can bring cancer onto yourself. You can bring multiple sclerosis onto yourself. You can bring heart attacks. You can bring broken legs. You can bring poverty. You can bring relationship troubles. You can bring anxiety, mental illness. You can choose any of that you want. You can also choose to not choose that. You can choose the Holy Spirit's thought system, which says, my child, you were mistaken. Come back to me. Give me your fears. Give me your illusions. Turn them over to me. Don't hold on to them. Don't keep them. Which brings us up to a good point of why do a lot of times we pray and we don't seem to get better? What A Course in Miracles says about that is that our prayers are always answered according to what we really want. When we really want to hold on to our bodies, then often our physical illness symptoms are not healed, because that would be a threat to us. We want to hold on to our bodies more than we want to hold on, more than we want to return to truth. Our terror, our real fear, is not of sickness, it's not of death, it's not of hostility, hatred, and war. Our real terror is of redemption. Our real terror is of the love of God. And so we actually prefer to keep our petty small identities with all of our problems, all of our illnesses, to moving into the grandeur and the glory and the wonder of knowing our identity as the child of God. We really do. The ego will tell us, no, no, you don't. No, no, I want to be one with God. I want to be back with God. I want to feel all that love. But when you look deeper and you look at the layers underneath your surface denial, you see that you really truly are holding on. I've noticed that in my life. Every time that I have not been healed, it's because there's another layer that I'm clinging to and I don't want to let go of. I don't want to give it to the Holy Spirit because it's too terrifying for me to let go of my small self, to let go of this small self that I've made up and I'm choosing to identify with. So what I do is I just forgive that and say, oh, okay, I forgive myself for thinking I'm Lori. I forgive myself for thinking I've entered into a body. I have forgotten what I really am, for I mistook my body for myself. Sickness is a defense against the truth, but I am not a body, and my mind cannot attack, so I cannot be sick. Forgiveness is the primary healing tool in A Course in Miracles. We cannot do this on our own. The ego self cannot heal. It absolutely cannot. The only thing that can heal is the right mind in you. The right mind in you is the Holy Spirit in you. The right mind is the thought system of the Holy Spirit, which returns us to our wholeness with God. The wrong-minded ego thought system can do nothing. That's why your only job is to forgive yourself, forgive the illusion of your illness, forgive the illusion of your separation, and turn it all back over to the Holy Spirit for healing. If we go back to lesson 135 again, we were on paragraph 8, and let's move to paragraph 9. Defend the body, and you have attacked your mind. For you have seen in it the faults, the weaknesses, the limits, and the lacks from which you think the body must be saved. You will not see the mind as separate from bodily conditions. And you will impose upon the body all the pain that comes from the conception of the mind as limited and fragile and apart from other minds and separate from its source. So when we're defending the body, we are actually attacking ourselves. The title of lesson 135 is, If I Defend Myself, I Am Attacked. If we're defending, we're actually attacking, and that is one of the primary teachings of A Course in Miracles. Defense and attack are the same thing. The only defense that actually works is to accept the atonement for ourselves, which again means to accept that we've never left God, that we've made up this whole world and that we're dreaming, and that it's okay and it's safe for us to accept our oneness and wholeness with God. This is Breaking Free with psychotherapist Lori Coburn, and this is the Poetic Energy Network. And there is a program that's going on that Michelle Alford is doing. And I want to see, I'm supposed to play that for her. She's advertising something and some program. I apologize here for the break. She asked me to play this thing. Okay. Anyway, I'll just keep talking while I'm scrolling down to try to find it. So getting back to what is healing in A Course in Miracles? Healing is the healing of the mind. Healing is not necessarily in form, although a lot of times healing shows up in form, because healing is totally of the mind and not of the body. Okay. Let's go back to lesson 135. Paragraph 10. These are the thoughts in need of healing, and the body will respond with health when they have been corrected and replaced with truth. This is the body's only real defense. Yet is this where you look for its defense? You offer it protection of a kind from which it gains no benefit at all, but merely adds to your distress of mind. You do not heal, but merely take away the hope of healing, for you fail to see where hope must lie if it be meaningful. Paragraph 11. A healed mind does not plan. It carries out the plans that it receives through listening to wisdom that is not its own. It waits until it has been taught what should be done, and then proceeds to do it. It does not depend on itself for anything except its adequacy to fulfill the plans assigned to it. It is secure in certainty that obstacles cannot impede its progress to accomplishment of any goal that serves the greater plan established for the good of everyone. Now, that's an important line there, that the goal that is established to the good of the plan for everyone. Because sometimes when a person is not necessarily healed physically and dies anyway, people will say, man, you know, like when my girlfriend died when I was 18, I had my church praying for her and all of that, and she still died. And then when some other bad things in my life happened, I had 6 churches praying. And I wasn't doing A Course in Miracles back then, so I didn't really understand. But what that is there's a higher plan where we're all connected. And sometimes the death of a body actually can serve the greater plan established for the good of everyone. So a healed mind does not plan. A healed mind says, Holy Spirit, help me to see this differently. Holy Spirit, show me what you would have me do. I would pick a miracle that looks like this, but Holy Spirit, what would you have me do? What would you have me do? Because we don't know. Lesson 3 in A Course in Miracles is, I do not understand anything I see. Lesson 24 is, I do not perceive my own best interests. And lesson 25 is, I do not know what anything is for. That's because this entire world of form is the illusion. None of it makes any sense. The only way we can make any sense of it is by turning it over to the Holy Spirit for its purpose. The healed mind looks to the Holy Spirit for all of its decisions, all of them. And I'm going to play an advertisement that Michelle asked me to play for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. It takes about 1 minute and 4 seconds, and I'll play that right now.
coming live. A show stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show. September 29th to a Metro Detroit theater is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan. Featuring performances by R&B sensation Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castello, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
We're back with Breaking Free with psychotherapist Lori Coburn. We're on the Poetic Energy Network, Michelle Alford Station, and we are tonight talking about healing and sickness in A Course in Miracles. Right now, we've been looking at Lesson 135, which talks about the body not needing any special defense. Now, again, you can take your supplements, you can go to the doctor, but it's the attitude with which you take them and that you go that is important. If you do it with fear, then you are using the ego thought system. If you do it and you say, Holy Spirit, use this for your purposes, use my body as a communication device for love, use my body as a way of awakening to the truth of what I am, use my body for joining with others in the one holy Son of God. When we use the body in that way, it is indeed in need of no defense, and we end up laughing at it. Today, I was talking with a Course in Miracles friend of mine, and we were laughing at all of our various bodily ailments because we could see how absolutely ridiculous they were and how they were just projections of our mind. And using them for the Holy Spirit's purpose, sometimes we can look at them and say, yep, there's the message there. You're making this dream real. You don't have to do that. You can laugh at it. So the body, when used for the Holy Spirit's purposes, becomes a holy vessel used for joining in love with other people. The body used for the ego thought system is a separation device. It's a thing that makes you compete with other people. It's something that has you vie for scarce resources. There may not be enough food. There may not be enough water. There may not be enough land. I want to make sure I get mine. It even goes in the United States in the highways. I want my space. Get out of my way. I want my parking space. I want to drive fast. You are in my way. I can't stand you. So the body used for the ego's purposes is used for anger, hatred, separation. If you have any questions about A Course in Miracles in general or on the topic of healing and health in A Course in Miracles, the phone number is 917-932-8881. We're going to move on to Lesson 136. Sickness is a defense against the truth. This is one of my favorite lessons in A Course in Miracles. Paragraph 1. No one can heal unless he understands what purpose sickness seems to serve. For then he understands as well its purpose has no meaning. Being causeless and without a meaningful intent of any kind, it cannot be at all. When this is seen, healing is automatic. It dispels this meaningless illusion by the same approach that carries all of them to truth and merely leaves them there to disappear. Let's look at this in more depth. Line 1, no one can heal unless he understands what purpose sickness seems to serve. The purpose of sickness is to make us think we're separate from God and from each other, to make us think we're separate from Source. The purpose of sickness is to make us afraid, to put us into the ego thought system where we think we're little and frail and helpless, to make us think we're alone, to make us scared of life. That's the purpose of sickness. And this line says we can't heal unless we look at what we are doing to ourselves. We are making this whole thing up. We're the ones who have made sickness, and we made it with the purpose of separating ourselves from God. We don't have to do that anymore. So what do we do with this? When we recognize that we're doing this intellectually, but we still can't seem to get out of it, we still can't seem to heal, we still seem to have all these problems or all these illnesses, what do? We persist. We persist in turning our thoughts over to the Holy Spirit for correction. Lesson 107 says, "Truth will correct all errors in my mind." Remember, the ego can't do it. The ego thought system is totally a thought system of hatred, separation, murder, death, war, disease. From your ego thoughts, you cannot do it. So if you're thinking, I've got to do this, I've got to heal myself, I've got to visualize, I've got to manifest, I've got to take the right medicines, forget it. Forget it. Forgive all of those beliefs. Forgive them and let them go. Turn your mind over to the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, help me to see this differently. Holy Spirit, what would you have me do in this situation? The Holy Spirit may direct you to go to a doctor. The Holy Spirit may direct you to take medication or to get surgery. The Holy Spirit may direct you to alternative healing methods. Or the Holy Spirit may say, drop all of those and just meditate. Bring light to the situation, because when you are in light, enlightened, you cannot possibly be sick. But you will be directed very specifically in a form that works for you. And what works for your friend may not be the same thing that works for you. You have to go within for your own guidance. But the Holy Spirit's answer is always some form of peace. Always. Spirit always gives a way out. Spirit does not want us to be left feeling alone, helpless, scared, and sick. Spirit wants us to be whole. You are that spirit. Spirit is not something outside of you. Spirit is your higher self. It's what you really are. You've just made a mistake and thought that you were something else. Paragraph 2. Sickness is not an accident. Like all defenses, it is an insane device for self-deception. And like all the rest, its purpose is to hide reality, attack it, change it, render it inept, distort it, twist it, or reduce it to a little pile of unassembled parts. The aim of all defenses is to keep the truth from being whole. The parts are seen as if each one were whole within itself. What does that mean, all these, this little pile of unassembled parts? That can refer to the body, the different parts of the body, or it can refer to the 7 billion bodies being different parts of the one whole. It can refer to the entire cosmos and all the different things. You see a flower here, a table there, a wall there, a tree there, a star there, all these different parts. The quantum field, which can be equated in A Course in Miracles with the right mind, it's not absolute heaven, it's not absolute truth, but it is a form of oneness. The quantum field is all one. None of the parts are separate. It's all potentiality, and it's all based on what we observe, what we choose, what we pick out of those different atoms and molecules, where we choose to put our focus. Do we choose to put our focus on the ego thoughts of fear and separation, or do we choose to put them on the Holy Spirit's thoughts of love and wholeness and healing. That's where we come in as choosers. We have to choose the right mind. That's the only way healing happens. A Course in Miracles also says that sometimes healing will happen only to pop up again in another place as another sickness, because the mind was not really healed. A person appeared to be healed for a while, but because they still retained the ego thought system of separation, the body got sick in another way, or another problem showed up, which is most of us. Again, we should not blame ourselves for this. This is what the ego thought system does. All we need to do is take responsibility for choosing differently, for forgiving our illusions, forgiving ourselves for thinking that we were worthless, forgiving ourselves for thinking that we deserve illness and we deserve punishment. If you go deep enough, you will find a place in you, if you're sick or if you're having any problem of any kind, where you truly feel unworthy. When I worked as a psychotherapist, that was the core issue with every single client I ever had, was a feeling of not being worthy of love, because it's the human condition. It's why we made bodies. We made bodies so that we could reinforce our belief that we were unworthy of love. Again, the ego mind will say, oh, no, no, that's not what I'm doing. But it truly is. That's underneath every problem, every single one. A Course in Miracles says there is only one problem, no matter what the form it takes, and that's the belief in separation from God. There is one solution, and that's forgiveness. Forgiveness of ourselves for believing in that and turning that false thought over to the Holy Spirit for healing. Paragraph 3 in Lesson 136 is, defenses are not unintentional, nor are they made without awareness. They are secret magic wands you wave when truth appears to threaten what you would believe. They seem to be unconscious, but because of the rapidity with which you choose to use them. In that second, even less, in which the choice is made, you recognize exactly what you would attempt to do and then proceed to think that it is done. What is it that we would attempt to do? We would attempt to believe that we're separate from love. We would attempt to believe that we are worthy of punishment. We would attempt to project it out, project the guilt in our minds out onto a body, so that we can deny that we're responsible for it. We can say, the body's doing it to me. The body betrayed me. The body got cancer. The body got this other disease. The body got sick in some way. And then we can feel like innocent victims to our bodies. Most of us have done this. I've done it. I've done it my whole life. Why the heck am I getting this problem? Why am I getting this migraine again? Why am I getting this allergy again? Why is this problem happening again? Well, because I keep choosing it. I have to take 100% responsibility for my own projections, for thinking that I'm this body that could be sick, and forgive myself for that, and turn it over to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, help me to accept my true identity as the Holy Son of God. Sickness is not an accident, and it's not subconscious. That line really hit me hard the first time I read it, because being trained in psychotherapy and in the power of the unconscious and believing that all these unconscious programs were running us, well, actually they are, because we choose to push them into the unconscious. But sickness and the choice for sickness is not unconscious at the beginning. What this paragraph is saying is that We choose it and then we shove it down to the unconscious. But we are actually choosing it consciously. And what A Course in Miracles helps you do is helps you recognize how you're doing that. And I don't get very many migraines anymore, but I used to get them tons. I mean, I used to get them 5 times a week. It was awful for years. I was doing it to myself, and I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop. Of course, the ego can't stop. The ego is a obsessive-compulsive thought system. I had too many thoughts running of unworthiness. And toward the end of the time when I was getting migraines, and I still get them occasionally, but they're nothing, not even close, not even one-twentieth of what they used to be. Toward the end of that, I could actually see myself giving myself a migraine. I could see the thoughts happening where all of a sudden something would threaten me, and I didn't like it, and I felt guilty or felt bad about myself, and then I immediately got a migraine. And what body sicknesses do is they take our mind away from our guilt. The guilt in our minds is so difficult to face that we project it out onto the body so that we don't have to look at how excruciatingly hateful we feel toward ourselves. That's a hard concept to swallow, but the more you look at it, the more you see that it's true. We truly hate ourselves, because if we didn't hate ourselves, we wouldn't think that we're these bodies. Think about it. These bodies are vulnerable. The Course in Miracles says we don't have to defend the body. That's because we're not the body, and the body's an illusion. But when we think we're these bodies, boy, do we have to defend them like crazy. We have to defend them all the time, from dirty water, dirty air, from sickness, from lack of food, from low blood sugar, from all kinds of diseases, from the flu, from AIDS, from sexually transmitted diseases, from cancer, from toxins in our food. We are constantly defending these bodies. That's because we believe that we're them. So A Course in Miracles tries to unhook our thought system, and many, many Course students report that when they stop having this attitude of, oh my God, I got to watch out for this, got to watch out for that, got to watch out for that other thing, when they let go and they move into the love of God, their bodies just naturally get better. Gary Renard, author of The Disappearance of the Universe, reports how his scoliosis went away. Lots of other people report how their drinking problems went away, or their other health challenges just simply vanished. I've had that happen with health challenges of my own, not consistently, but enough times to know I was making that up, because when I denied the truth of them, the symptoms vanished in an instant. And that's happened numerous times. So it's pretty obvious what's going on here. If we look at paragraph 4, it says, who but yourself evaluates a threat, decides escape is necessary, and sets up a series of defenses to reduce the threat that has been judged as real. All this cannot be done unconsciously. But afterward, your plan requires that you must forget you made it, so it seems to be external to your own intent. A happening beyond your state of mind, an outcome with a real effect on you instead of one affected by yourself. Part of the whole plan, the whole ego thought system, the whole making of this world with all its bodies and all its problems, is that we forget and deny that we did it to ourselves. There's a line in A Course in Miracles that says, the secret of salvation is but this. You are doing this unto yourself. No matter what the form of attack, this is true. Whether the attack seems to be a disease, whether the attack seems to be someone who comes to rob your home, whether the attack seems to be somebody who hates you or takes your job, or steals from you, no matter what the form of attack, the secret of salvation is that you are doing this unto yourself. And the secret of healing is to recognize you're doing it to yourself and to give it to the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, take this from me. Let's do a prayer right here. A prayer for healing. A prayer for healing of our minds. Holy Spirit, we have made this illusion and we ask for healing of our minds. We know that the promises of Course in Miracles are true. That as we release to you our wrong perceptions, as we release to you our clinging to our illusions, as we come with holy empty hands unto our God, and we let go of all need to be sick and all need to be separate, then we are healed. Holy Spirit, take from us our false thoughts. Take from us our fears. We give them to you gladly. We turn all of our illusions over to you for healing. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the truths in A Course in Miracles. The truth that we are simply dreaming. The truth that we can wake up. And the truth that we are not these bodies. And that truly we are healed and whole right now as we remember that we are home in the mind of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for taking these illusions from us. We apply the lessons from Lesson 23. I can escape from the world I see by giving up attack thoughts. We recognize that we've made up an illusion. We release that illusion to you, and we let you replace that illusion with truth, because we can't do it. It's our job to do the first two steps, recognize what we've done, and release it. And it's your job to do the third and final step of replacing it with truth. The three R's: recognize, release, replace. Holy Spirit, we know that we've made a mistake. We know that this affirmation from Lesson 136 is true. I have forgotten what I really am, for I mistook my body for myself. Sickness is a defense against the truth, but I am not a body, and my mind cannot attack, so I cannot be sick. Sickness is a defense against the truth. I will accept the truth of what I am and let my mind be wholly healed today. I am spirit. Spirit am I, a holy son of God, free of all limits, safe and healed and whole, free to forgive, and free to save the world. Thank you for joining us. This has been Breaking Free with psychotherapist Lori Coburn on the Poetic Energy Network. We are here every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. My website is www.loricoburn.com. That's Lori with two R's, LoriCoburn. And the book I wrote on A Course in Miracles is called Breaking Free, How Forgiveness and A Course in Miracles Can Set You Free. Thank you again for joining us, and let A Course in Miracles heal you. Good night.